My guest at this time is former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. He is now with the American Enterprise Institute, and we want to get his reaction to President Trump officially recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and what impact it has on the region, on U.S. national security, and whatever remains of the peace process. And Mr. Ambassador, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. Glad to be with you.
Well, first of all, here's a little bit of what the president had to say in that speech on Wednesday.
We have declined to acknowledge any Israeli capital at all. But today we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality.
We're just recognizing reality. You, sir, vigorously applaud this decision. Why? Why is this so significant?
Well, I think that ever since the United States became the first nation to recognize the independence of the modern state of Israel, Harry Truman in 1948, we've been living in kind of a delusion by not acknowledging the fact that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. I mean, in the early days, the late 1940s, there was a proposal, the UN General Assembly endorsed it in 1947, that Jerusalem would be a separate city under the UN Trusteeship Council. It would not be part of a Jewish state. It would not be part of an Arab state. So from this early idea, which was rejected by the Arabs at the time, came the idea that the final status of Jerusalem remained to be negotiated. Well, in fact, West Jerusalem has been Israel's capital ever since the creation of the new state. And Trump was very careful in his statement yesterday to say that putting the embassy in West Jerusalem, which is obviously where it's going to be, doesn't prejudice discussions about the borders of Jerusalem or the borders of Israel itself. So to me, it punctures an idea that's long been a dead letter anyway, that somehow there was some uncertainty about even a part of Jerusalem being a capital of Israel. But it doesn't prejudice the arguments of the Palestinians, however unrealistic they may be, that East Jerusalem might be their capital. And I think in a situation as complex and delicate as the Middle East, those who really want a durable, secure peace have to base it on realistic foundations. You can't base it on illusions. And Trump's decision cleared away a lot of debris from the past. And I think when people calm down, and they will in a few days, they'll see that really it's a step toward a possible Middle East peace, not something that's going to interfere with it.
Mr. Ambassador, presidents of both parties in the past have said, just not in a formal way, that they believe in undivided Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Lawmakers did the same in 1995, voting overwhelmingly in both chambers for the Jerusalem Embassy Relocation Act, including some current senators like Dianne Feinstein and Dick Durbin, who I believe was in the House at the time. They voted for it. Now they're very, very concerned by it. Joe Biden's also among those who were for it then, not so much now. Why the song and dance when nothing was actually happening, followed by the outrage now?
Well, you know, political talk is cheap, and there's a lot of cheap talk in Washington. What Trump has done, really at a stroke here, is throw all of that into perspective. He not only said he was going to do this on the campaign trail, he has actually set it in motion. So I think that achieves for him a domestic political objective that the campaign promises that he made, he's going to carry through on. I think it has a big international effect, too, that people say, good God, this guy actually does what he says he's going to do. So that when he says on North Korea, my only acceptable result is denuclearization, he may really mean it. And so I think it builds his credibility domestically and internationally and distinguishes him from his predecessors in the White House and a lot of other American politicians.
We're talking with former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. And, sir, as expected, the Palestinian reaction to this has not been positive. The Palestinian Authority President, Mahmoud Abbas, said this could lead to endless wars. He says that the move drives the U.S. further away from its role as a mediator in any sort of peace process. And perhaps the most striking comments, exclusively to Haaretz, apparently, Saeb Erekat, chief Palestinian peace negotiator, said, quote, President Trump has delivered a message to the Palestinian people. The two-state solution is over. Now is the time to transform the struggle to one of one state with equal rights for everyone living in historic Palestine from the river to the sea. So go ahead and translate that and why you think we're seeing that reaction.
Well, look, Saab Erekat has said for years that if the United States actually moves its embassy to Jerusalem, the peace process will be dead. And a lot of other people have said the same thing. Arab leaders, some of our supposed friends in Europe have said that. And my response is we are the only game in town when it comes to helping to shepherd the peace process. Obviously, the ultimate result is for the parties themselves to work out. But there isn't anybody else other than the United States. And the idea that we're some impartial, neutral broker that really has no stake in the game has never been true. We give Israel more economic and military assistance bilaterally than we give to any other country in the world. Of course, we're friends with Israel. And that's why really what this has boiled down to for a long time is the threat of using brute force to intimidate the United States not to acknowledge the reality of where Israel's capital is. And I think, unfortunately, the lesson has been the threat works, the intimidation works. We didn't move the embassy to Jerusalem. And, you know, just so people listening understand, Israel's probably the only country in the world where the American embassy is not in the capital city of the country to which our diplomats are accredited. So what Trump did was nothing more or nothing less than making Israel the same as every other country where we've got an ambassador. The fact that people are outraged that we did that shows they think they have had for many years a hold on American foreign policy, which in my view is completely unjustified. So again, by rejecting the effort at intimidation, and of course we all hope that there's not violence and there are not people who are badly harmed in the course of these protests, but by rejecting that kind of blackmail, I think he's made the United States stronger.
Do you think there will be significant violence or no?
Well, I think it's too soon to tell. In the hours immediately after the announcement, there have been some protests, some demonstrations, some injuries. More could come. So I think it's too early to come to a definitive judgment on it. But honestly, I think people, whether they're Palestinians or citizens of other Middle East countries or people around the world, ask yourselves what violence would do at this point that has any possibility of changing the situation. This is just an act of threatening innocent civilians in whatever countries may be involved, or the kind of self-destructive action that only hurts the people who engage in the protest.
Sir, you mentioned that Mr. Erekat has said that if we recognize Jerusalem as the capital, the peace process would be effectively dead. Is it alive now? Was it alive yesterday?
Well, I think it's very much open to question whether under current circumstances you've got a Palestinian authority that can commit to any significant changes in the current situation that they could themselves carry out in succeeding years. So the peace process was already in very difficult shape. And honestly, if moving a building from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem ends the peace process, then I have to say it was a pretty delicate snowflake to begin with.
You mentioned some of our allies in the West who are kind of wringing their hands about this and in other parts of the world as well. I want to get your thoughts on the impact it may have on our friends pretty close to Israel, though, namely the Arab states that we have pretty good relationships with, Egypt, Jordan, and recently an incredible pivot that we're seeing in Saudi Arabia, all of which may be helpful in shackling a nuclear ambition in Iran. So do you get the sense that they'll be any more reluctant to be partners with us on those things, given the fact that they also did not want this to happen?
No, not at all. I think they're just as realistic in private as the president was in public. They don't have any interest in destructive demonstrations in their country. I think the leaders understand Israel is a permanent fact of life in the Middle East and that it does have a capital and it's in Jerusalem, just as the president said. So I think, you know, there's always a scenario where politicians are playing to their domestic audiences. And so this move will be criticized. in public, but in private, I think they the leaders will be doing everything they can to tamp down the demonstrations and make hopefully do what they can to make sure they don't turn violent.
Mr. Ambassador, always good of you to spend some time with us, sir. Thank you.
Well, good to talk to you.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, now with the American Enterprise Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.